This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam has had as good a spring training as anybody. He and Jeremy Pena, the two best springs. And there's a ball down the right field line. Fair ball. That's going to score at least one run. Jeremy Pena's on the move. Tony Parachico waving him home. And Cam Smith heading for third. He is going to start out his Astros career in this stadium with a two RBI triple. And he is fired up.
Go Stros.
That was the part that got me, Clint, is
him jumping up all high.
Hey, man, I said, man, it is March 24th.
Let's get it.
And my man is in here with the wrong number, I would assume, on the back of his jersey.
No question. That's got to change.
And he
too
is.
Too bad he's a change.
Sure.
And he is fired. I mean, he is fired up. Like, I don't, like, you know, I don't know how many Astros we got over there that gets themselves good and amped like that. Right, you remember you had a little crazy Hector Neris who would lose his mind a little bit, get himself fired up. Bregman would get himself a little fired up.
What about your boy, old center fielder? What was his name?
Oh, Jose Suri.
There you go.
He'll piss people off. Jeremy Pena gets himself a little fired up a little bit. But my man slid into third base, boy. I thought he was in the postseason. And I loved it. I loved the energy he brought. I love, like, there is something to, like, he just has a different kind of energy and feel, like, you know, that, hey, it's my first time around, baby. The hell with this. Like, he don't look like we're about to embark in 162. He look like he about to go out there and have a blast every single damn day. And I think that energy is something that could be really helpful to a veteran team like this.
Hell yeah, it can be. I mean, veteran team or not, this team lacks personality.
Oh yeah.
This team lacks personality. This team, you can argue at this point, lacks leadership. This team lacks a spark. Who's gonna deliver? Right? Who's gonna deliver? And we've talked about Christian Walker multiple times and Christian Walker from that leadership standpoint. I disagree with anybody that doesn't think that a real alpha can walk into a locker room or in this case a clubhouse and within a month be the biggest most important leader on that team. I think Christian Walker can do that. When you got a work ethic, when you got pelts on the wall, I think Christian Walker can do that. If you're an alpha, if it's authentic, if it's genuine and sincere, it don't take 2 years of service to get that title. I think that can happen. Even with Christian Walker, even if I am right with Christian Walker, there's still a void of spark. There's still a void of personality. There's still a void of outward expression that's contagious and can spread among the team.
Really,
and,
really happy.
And there's a handful of guys on this team that could do it, but just simply don't bring it to the table, right? You look at Yiner Diaz. I think he's one that could do it, but it's I don't think it's naturally in him to be a rah-rah guy or even a fire-em-up guy. It's clearly not in Yordan Alvarez's toolbox. And you look at Altuve, it ain't there. Right, so you start wondering where's this going to come from? Pena possibly, but he's too up and down and worried about giving hearts to the crowd and all that kind of job, which is cute. That's fine. He's a panty dropper. That's cool.
It's a panty dropper.
It's damn sure not Jake Myers.
Hey, Jake, out here.
I screwed up.
And I mean, just living life, baby.
Chaz is going the wrong direction, right? Dubon, hell, they're doing everything they can to keep his ass off the field, no matter what he does. This utility role all of a sudden is more important than starting players. But hey, whatever.
Just cutting a promo on the Astros.
Look, I just think at the end of the day, there is.
Bargain,
I mean, we need a right fielder. We need some power. We need some youth. We need some spark. We need another bat in this lineup. And Cam Smith appears to be bringing that. And then, look, everybody out there, I know Luke Morrow yesterday. Luke did a great job. But everybody out there won't start, you know, averaging out. Hey, he's been facing this AA, AAA caliber. Hey, everybody else facing the same
thing. I think the big
dance.
One is also the service time. Is if
the
he,
business.
If he waits, if, they, right, if they wait a little bit.
All right, bud. That's what old Bud Norris tried to hit me with, too, the business
service
side.
Time,
hey, man.
Sometimes,
like Dana Brown, like he's a fast mover. Let's just get this thing rolling. It's in the best interest of the team.
I kept it real as a true professional
like it
myself.
Is.
It's in the best interest of the team if that man right there is on the field this year.
And not just this year, immediately. Like coming out Thursday.
Immediately, yes.
Thursday is, yes. is a deal. I know last night, make sure you're listening. You can hear him again tonight. Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. They had hotel lobby Bobby.
Yeah, they did.
2 Chainz in the building. What was he? Tonic, vodka, and what was he? Gin and tonic?
Vodka cram,
vodka
man.
Vodka cram, just a splash.
I'd have bet he was vodka cream. Soda, but he went vodka splash of cream.
Just a splash.
He wanted to get a little pink in there. Just a little bit of pink.
He sticks his pinky out when he drinks. Hotel lobby Bobby was on with Area 45 last night, and he gave his thoughts on the Cam Smith. Will he start up with the big league team? Will he be a starter? This was Hotel Lobby Bobby Nightingale's response.
Is Cam Smith going to be the everyday starting right fielder despite the fact he's played right field for 2 weeks?
Yeah, he will be. They're going to give him a chance. We'll see what happens. I don't think anybody saw this coming, that he would be ready this quickly. So kudos to him. What do you have, a first at bat tonight? Was it 2-run double, 2-run triple, something like that?
Triple.
And yeah, very, very impressive. But yeah, I mean, all the scouts that saw him early on thought, okay, he's got a chance to be good, but no one saw it, you know, this quickly.
All right, there is Bob Nightingale, USA Today, saying he will.
Matter of fact, he will.
Bobby sounded like he had one of them vodka crams right there. I'll be honest with you. He sounded like a little late night.
Maybe three of them.
Might have been in that lobby of whatever hotel he's in.
Maybe three chains, not two.
That would be a great shtick. Being the baseball insider, maybe as you get, like for John McClain right now. Like if John McClain could somehow turn it into, I'm only doing post 7 o'clock interviews.
That's it.
Nighttime radio. And I might be a few vodka sodas.
I might
vodka
be in the bag
crams.
A little bit.
I might be.
Booger
might.
Butt?
Get on there slurring every now and then?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Trick, I might be.
Not that Bobby was. Just
cockamamie idea.
If you told me that there was a nice glass with a big ice cube and some Tito's and some...
some kind of spirit.
And a splash. And a splash, he seemed like a Kettle One guy, but whatever. And a splash of cranberry, I would not have been surprised by that. It looks like it might be the case. We'll talk to our guy, MLB Network, coming up at the bottom of this hour, 2:40, Robert Flores, to get his thoughts to see if he's feeling and hearing the same thing as well, that Cam Smith will start the big the season with the big league club. And that's I think the only thing right now is the service time thing. And I know Luke Morrow, as you talked about it, has been big on that. But it feels like, you know, this is moving this route. And hell, I mean, they're not even allowing other people to play out there right now. And so it looks like he is going to, I think he's in the lineup again today, potentially again.
I'm looking at a lineup, and if it's right, he done moved up a spot.
In
baby.
The five spot?
He's in the five hole, man. Altuve, Paredes, Alvarez, Pena, and then Smith in right field. DeZinzo, Caratini, Dubon, McCormick, and Wisniewski's on the bump for the Astros. You got to look, I mean, my man, this is two straight games before you open up in less than 48 hours.
With most of, with guess, a lot right. of the guys rolling, like a lot of the main guys in the lineup.
You'd think so.
Yeah. A couple of things we need to tackle with Cam, though. Is he going to stay with 90? Or is he's getting a new number, right? This is
he better not be. No, that I mean, had to have been.
Like, he could get away with 90. Strapping, good-looking.
99, though, I think is where you go, right?
If you're going to go.
Ooh,
you're right, you're
I like
right,
it.
Right. Good call. Yeah,
if you're going to go big, slide 99.
You might as well go the biggest possible.
Does he sound like he's ripping off Aaron Judge? Or, like, maybe he just comes out and says, I'm a big
not in this city.
J.J. Watt fan, and I'm going 99. It's that or Ike. Like, he's got that build where you can't go wrong anywhere. Is one still available?
You got me.
Correa had it. Has anybody used one? Because he looked like he'd clean a good one up. Like, that number one on that, because Correa, that kind of a bigger strapping, and he's obviously a lot bigger.
He's rocking 24 at Florida State with the most Seminoles.
I think numero uno is available, and he is the number one prospect in the system.
Take that, man. Go ahead, snag that. Give me one end of the spectrum.
I can
one,
be clean.
One or 99. Like, just give me one of those.
Should I know? I feel like 24 is taken. Who's taking 24? Who's wearing 24?
I don't know. You got to mess around with the Astros, too. They got some retirees in there as well.
I think there's a good chance you see 24. 24 is what he's rocking at Florida State.
Listen, that would look fun.
24's retired.
There he goes.
Who is that?
Jimmy Wendt.
I'm about to say, yeah, they've got
Jimmy.
They've got some. Yeah, just go get that one, man.
Did TV Maybe, work for the Astros?
Or does he Jimmy. Say 90 was going so well for me and got me in this spring training?
No.
I'm just going to keep rolling.
Unacceptable.
He's above the number being that's not it. What about two?
I mean, that's too soon, man.
It's too soon?
Is this too soon? No, let me. You two may know better than me. Does two have a chance to be retired?
100%.
So maybe you step away from two.
He's too smart.
Retired?
Like, mm-hmm. is two? That's what I'm saying. Like, is Bregman
one
two,
of those core of the Golden
Run? Is he one of those? Because
I mean, they're gonna end up. You win too much, you're going to end up retiring the whole damn...
I mean,
look at the names already up there, though. I mean, Bregman's done a hell of a lot more than most of them.
Text line coming in, keep 90, make Trophy it your line. Own number. Keep 90, make it your own number, someone texted in.
Good one.
I think, obviously, Altuve is going to get retired, but I don't think he's the only one, right, out of this group. Oh, I think Bregman.
Yeah, I would say Bregman's more likely to not, 100%.
So maybe they don't let him hold two.
Well, you let him hold it now and then take it from him if they retire.
No, but then you can't do that. I mean, if Cam Smith turns out to be Cam Smith, you can't yank it from him. Like that's the only thing. That two would be nice, but I mean that one.
I've not spent a whole lot of time thinking about retired numbers, so I may be out of pocket here. But I'm
you that didn't I'm, hit you that didn't hit you like when you hear. Altuve's number retired.
It's the best Astro of all time.
When you hear Bregman, that you don't get the same feel.
I don't jump directly there. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
That was a no brainer for me.
Yeah,
that was too perfect.
And this guy's talking through drops. Yeah, no, I mean, I like Bregman and all, but I didn't retire your number.
If you were to tell me in this golden age. And he's had huge moments, and I think he's probably number two in this run. It's him and
that's exactly, I guess, kind of where my brain was at with it. I mean, he's the guy behind Altuve if you're making a list of this golden age.
Before someone freaks out, that's debatable.
But. Well, this is a cool conversation because that's part of what's really fascinating about the Astros.
I get where
you would think as much success as they had, you would think that there would be a laundry list of five or six guys. But the reality is there's not. Like, there's a short list.
But just because Springer wasn't here
right,
long,
but that's the fascinating part of it. The way that they don't pay guys long-term in those monster contracts means there's a lot of turnover. So it comes down to, the conversation is there's two guys that have been here for the long haul, and that's Altuve and Bregman. Yeah, I mean, look.
Now, if you wanted to talk pitchers, like you start talking JV, you start talking maybe a Ryan Pressly, big part of all those years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Press is getting retired. JV is interesting. I know this is rough. I still visualize him as a Tiger, but it's
that makes sense.
But he won at least one Cy Young here. If he didn't win two, did he win two? I think he may have won two. Didn't? Yeah, I think he got that one over what's his face you hate, Tyler. They were coming down to the end of the.
The rep of himself?
Yeah, yeah.
Cole. Garrett Cole?
Yeah, Garrett Cole. I think he did win two Cy Youngs here, two championships here.
Might have some interesting audio for you. Give me a sec.
Verlander's interesting. I don't think Presley. I don't see that from Ryan Presley. But two is, yeah, Altuve's a no-brainer. Some people are saying, like someone said, no, they're not going to retire two. They can't retire the whole lineup. I don't think that is the whole lineup. I think... Right now, if 44 continues to have this run through,
no question.
Well,
44's got a chance to. It don't matter what the these guys, not Altuve, but definitely Bregman. Like it's strongly because of the championship.
Yeah, the championship's tied to it.
I mean,
Jordan
continues and can just stay healthy. I know everybody's worried about them knees, but if he can just stay healthy. I mean, it don't matter what the hell happens, winning wise, he's going to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't find it right now, and maybe we can talk about it later. But there was a conversation Justin Verlander had with someone in the media, I think with MLB Network, in the last few weeks, and they were talking about his eventual Hall of Fame entrance, and he said he was undecided on what logo he'd be going in with. In terms of the Astros and Tigers, which kind of shocked me.
Which is, I mean, he's had his greatest of his team success. And, he won the MVP with the Tigers. Like, not the Cy Young, the MVP. Like, he won the Cy Young and MVP that one year. And he had all those great years with the Tigers. They went to the World Series a couple times, but he won two here and a couple of Cy Youngs. So, who knows? We'll see. Definitely not going in as a Met.
Nope. And hopefully not a Giant.
I don't think he will go in as a Met. By the way, I saw the Astros post this when Cam had that hit. Cam, the man. That it?
No, that's weak. That is.
Yeah, it can be a lot better.
That's very.
We got to think on that.
That is very little time invested in
Cam,
in
the man.
In creation. No, spend more time in creation mode.
I can come up with some good ones.
The prototype.
Wham, bam, thank you, Cam.
That actually is significantly better if you were the play-by-play guy.
Thank you.